Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Well, Boss Lady.
Hey, how are you?
Were you not going to start the music? Stop.
They wouldn't let me. They was like, hey, like, you're just on here, like, no one really cares. So they was like, Aaron. And I was like, okay, well, I'll let Aaron do it since they don't want to let me press any of the buttons. So,
no, I had,
you know what I'm saying?
I have fellas who are. Oh, man.
What? What did you forget to do?
I almost fell and tripped on something.
What are you falling and tripping on something
like
for?
It looked like an imaginary plate of food.
It'd be like that sometimes. But, you know, tonight is the night. We're winding the season down. We have our author wives on here this evening. We're going to be talking about how people can't let him go or even can't let her go. You know, what happens in relationships or, you know, the psyche that you just can't let go. No matter what, you just can't, you know, let go. You know what I'm saying? People will hold on, hang in there, no matter what he says, no matter what he does, no matter what she says or what she does. People will hang in there. Like, for all different kinds of reasons. Sometimes it's the children. Sometimes it's just, you know, good old-fashioned love. Like, hey, I just love them. I don't care what they do. I'm just hanging in there. So, you know, we're going to get into those types of conversations tonight. One of our wives, she had the baby. So we don't know if she's going to be here tonight. I don't know. She's all tied up. Author wife number three. Miss, I'm just fine. Congratulations to her. Big shout out to her and her little prince. She had the baby, and we are so happy he arrived a little bit early, but he came safe into the world. She said he's beautiful. She's so in love with him. So we're happy that within all of, you know, the different things that's going on surrounding her relationship with this author, she still, you know, has something to celebrate, you know what I'm saying, something to be joyous about. So we're going to have, yes, that's beautiful. We're going to have her on as soon as everything gets right. I'm not sure if she'll pop in tonight and have something to say or not. I know she'll be wrapped up with her little prince. She should be just probably coming home from the hospital. So I can't wait until she comes back. But until then, we say speedy recovery. And enjoy her little gift that she got out of all this turmoil that she has went through with this author. But we will have Miss Crazy, Crazy in Love on here, and she's going to weigh in on this Can't Let Go. And you know Miss Kia, she's going to come on here and smack everybody around. She don't
Kia
play.
Kia going to go in. Yo, Lord, Kia be going in.
Anyway. She don't understand what's going on. She already said she got her checklist, and if the sex ain't good anyway, she ain't staying. So she don't care how much she love you, how she feel about you. If the stuff on her checklist ain't right, you're out of here, Ben. So I can't wait to see what she has to say about this Can't Let Go. You know, even when you get to a point in life when you've come to the conclusion that I don't care, you date me on my rules, at some point something happened to get you to that other point. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can't wait to hear what everyone has to say. And it's going to be a great, 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 great show. And how do you feel, right quick, Aaron, how do you feel about not being able to let go? Have you had that happen where you just can't let go?
I can't say that it wasn't. I'm not going to say I can't let go because that wasn't my mind state, so I have to be honest with you with what my mind state was at the time. I had a situation where I was dealing with someone, and I was definitely doing wrong and doing all types of craziness and all that, and I didn't want them to move on, you know what I mean? Like, I was holding them back for a long time. Mm-hmm. More out of being selfish. Like, not right. It wasn't. And see, the reason why I say it's a little bit different from can't let go, because I think can't let go, like, people, sometimes people don't be conscious. Like, their emotions be tied into it. Like, I was totally conscious of the fact of, like, you know what, this girl could do better, and I shouldn't be doing this. Actually, I was just mm-hmm. being a creep at the time. You feel me? So it's a difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, you know, confuse that with, you know, yeah, like, I couldn't let go. Like, I knew I should have let her move on. It was just one of those situations where I didn't want nobody else to have her.
Yeah, you said that before on the show, and that was your wife, right?
That was my ex-wife. That was a long time ago. You know, Nene, you is so funny. Nene, you is so funny. Yo, you is too funny, yo. You is too funny.
It's, I mean, because, you know.
Let me just let the listeners in on our little laugh right there, because, you know, the reason why I'm laughing, because Nene, really, she's like, yo, you know, I think, you know, you still in love with your ex-wife, or you got, and I'm like, nah, really what it is that, that's really like the first, that was the, like, the real solid, committed relationship that I had. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my memories are going to be based around that. Like, we was together when we was like 18, 19, and we separated, so it was like 32,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
so I had a lot of time with her. So a lot of great part of my life, when I talk about things, is going, she was there.
Right. Yeah, I understand. So it is what it is. I mean, hey, if you couldn't let go, you couldn't let go. I'm just saying. It's okay.
Yo,
it's all right.
Too,
I mean,
buddy.
I'm quite sure the callers will have experiences and, you know, different things will happen that we'll all laugh about in a minute. But, yeah, I can't wait. But, you know, hey, let's just put it all out on the table. Sometimes you just can't let go for whatever the reason is. And we're going to chop it up with the awesome wives. They're going to be on here. And, you know, we're going to point those different reasons out. Whether, like you said, it's because I don't want to have nobody else. I don't want nobody else to have you.
You know,
crazy
right,
in love.
I don't think that, just like, honestly, too, like, I'm saying, like, I don't want nobody else to have it. But I'm not, like, I don't think at that point, at that period, like, I don't even think I would have been able to let her go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it would have been that type of thing where she really wouldn't have been able to move on anyway.
Right.
So it was like
mm-hmm.
like a double homicide thing. It was just bad for her. Really, all the way around, just bad for her, honestly.
Okay.
I can be honest about that. You know, I already said I was being a creep.
Yeah, yeah. And it'd be like that.
But,
you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know? It'd be like that sometimes, you know. But, hey, I've had my day in court, and the verdict weighed in, and it's been plenty of times, you know, I just couldn't let go. You just can't let go. And it's some of those same reasons. You don't want nobody else to be with them or have them. You know, you're just crazy in love. I mean, even Miss Crazy in Love, when we were on here last week talking about chapters and titles and, you know, people cheating, and she made a very honest statement. You know, we was like, well, what if that, you know, happened to you? You know, what would you do? And she clearly said she don't know, because she's invested a lot of years and, you know, and time into her marriage. Like, she don't know if she would just leave, or, you know what I'm saying, if she would just throw it all away, all the years and love and commitment and stuff that they have had. Like, that's something she would have to think about, you know what I'm saying? So even in that situation, someone who is crazy in love, been with someone for years, married, like, you know, what do you do? So that's something to think about, and we're going to lay all the cards on the table when they come on here. We're going to play her song. As a matter of fact, Miss Vanna B has written a song, recorded a song that's very close to her heart with this subject, and we're going to play it, and we're going to get in tune with the feelings around that you just can't let go. You know, people will spend years in a relationship just not letting go for whatever reasons they hold dear. So, Aaron, if you will, drop that beat. We'll bring the wives on in the clubhouse and get it popping.
Okay. Let me put the Fan of Beast special on. Get the volume all set.
I haven't even listened to it yet, so it's going to be
VD. I gotta hold on to your love, hold on to your love. I need it,
I need it.
I just can't let you go. I never imagined my actions would catch up till you had your reaction. I guess I just didn't fathom it happening. Slipping on my pimp and my Mac and it's clacking. You packing, ready to roll. But I ain't thinking about letting you go, no. Feeling so low from my head to my toes. I'm trying to make sure you know before you get to the dough that I gotta hold on to your love, hold on to your love. I need it, I need it. I gotta hold on to your love, hold on to your love. I just can't let you go, I can't let you go. It ain't like I fell in love or no shit like that. I was just playing them hoes, I was gonna get right back. If it'll make you feel better, we'll go tip the tap. If that's what I gotta do just to get you back, I submit it, nothing for a chick, go get it. Call those hoes that you know, go hit it. I ain't bluffing, I wouldn't say nothing if you did it. Just make sure that what I done did, you forget it. You forget it. Get it? I gotta hold on to your love, hold on to your love. I need it, I need it. I gotta hold on to your love, hold on to your love. I just can't let you go, I can't let you go. Baby, I love you, I need you, I gotta have you. So every time that I see you, I gotta grab you. And every time that I squeeze you, I'm glad I bagged you. I don't want you to leave, so I gotta thank you for the times that we had together, and better yet, the times that we left. It was plenty, many more good times than bad, so I pray that you stay the man. I gotta hold on to your love, hold on to your love. I need it, I need it. I gotta hold on to your love, hold on to your love. I just can't let you go, I can't let you go.
All right, all right, all right. Can't let him go. Got a hold on it. Got that hold on it. And that's what it is. So how are you feeling about that, Mr. Aaron Bebo?
I'm
or did
like
Aaron
it,
go into hair makeup? Did you go into hair makeup? Don't be going to hair makeup on me.
Man, if I was thinking about getting my eyebrows plucked or something, I wouldn't have made it. Jeez. It's like, let me get the hair makeup first.
And then call you out?
Yeah.
There'll be no
but
hair makeup.
You know what? I like this song. Honestly, while I was listening to the drum, I'm like, okay, I'm like, damn, man. Me and Vanna might have to record some. Because you know what? Philly is a big music. That didn't really surprise me because Philly's very, very musically inclined.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I just seen another part of her artistry right there.
Yeah, that was hot. I was like, wow. It didn't even sound like her. I'm like, wow, she is so versatile in all that she does.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
writing other books and, you know, her modeling, her. I think she does act a little bit. I'm not sure. We can always let her give us her whole resume, but we definitely have to let her weigh in on this Can't Let Go. Are the wives ready to come in the clubhouse? Are they present? Are they ready?
I think they are. Like, I need to. I don't see certain numbers, but if you see them, just call out the number and I'll bring them right in.
Oh, see, that's what I'm not good at. You know, that's not my job. That's Leisha's job. But she's not here tonight, so when I don't have her, I'm like, Gangnam Style. But you go ahead on and carry the conversation while I check with the producers and see what these numbers are so we can bring them in because, you know, I don't do good with numbers. But we want to get them in here so we can have this open, very open discussion. and get it popping. You know, Vanna is that 267. I think that her call may have dropped. She probably
dropped.
Has to come back.
Okay, yeah, because mm-hmm. I knew I didn't even see her while the song was playing. That's why I'm like.
Yeah, there she goes. She just got her hand raised. Miss Know-It-All,
okay,
it's coming to studio. Hit that button. Go ahead, Aaron. It's Miss Crazy in Love. Is that you?
Yep, I'm here. How y'all doing?
Hey, all right.
Jamming. Yeah.
That was
I was trying to call in before. I don't know what happened, but anyway.
You know how they do.
Yeah, I know. Blog Talk be cutting up.
Yes, they do. But that's all right. You here now. We got you. Shout out to you on your talent. That was awesome, awesome, awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, that
yes,
was
indeed.
A really good song. I didn't even know that was you. I was like, look at her. Let me find out.
For real. That's just hot. I like that. Like I was telling you, it really didn't surprise me that you did that because, like, Philly's really like that. Like, they're
yeah,
really,
it's
really
a lot
very,
of artists
very,
here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes,
it is.
Indeed. And that's a good thing. So we're weighing in on this can't let go. You know, people have very different reasons for why they can't let go. How do you feel about that? I mean, you're a married woman, but, you know, of course you've had, you know, some life outside of being married, some experiences. How do you feel about that? What have you seen that lets you know about this can't let go?
Man, I've seen all types of crazy stuff. People getting hooked on the D and they don't want to let that go. Of course, people's emotions getting involved and they don't want to let that go. Then you got the crazy, you know, baby moms, baby dads, which I'm sure Miss Kia can enlighten us on a bit. But, yeah, they be having that going on. It's bad sometimes when the kids get involved too, man. But, yeah, I mean, personally, I never really, like, you know, there's never been anybody that I didn't want to let go other than, of course, my husband. And the way I feel about him, I'm like, yeah, you stuck with me for life. He's not allowed to break up with me. We're not allowed to end unless I end it. Ain't nobody going nowhere. It ain't over till I say it's over. And I don't know. I don't really see myself wanting it to end, like, as of now. Mm-hmm. Now, if something happened where he might have stepped out or something like that, then, yeah, that would definitely be a reason to consider, you know, parting ways. But hopefully it never comes to that.
Last week you were conflicted. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if what I was doing.
But that's why I said consider. Like, I mean, I would definitely have to consider it because, you know, you breaking vows when you do that. And even then, I'm not sure if I would want to. I don't know what I would decide. I might decide to keep him and get another one in the meantime. Who knows?
I got a question for you concerning, you know, a piece of your, and let's just say, right, that he does step out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said you would consider it. Now, when you go into this period of consideration, what are you going to consider? Are you going to consider if you're going to stay with him, or are you going to consider what made him step out? Could it have been you?
Man, it ain't no me, because if it was a problem, then he should have, not saying I'm perfect, but, you know, if there's a problem, you need to go to the person before it gets to that point, to the point that you're stepping out. You need to address the situation and be like, look, I don't like what you're doing. You need to step this up, you know, whatever. Don't just go out and go lay with somebody else or whatever.
Like, that's going to solve the problem.
Let me tell you something. This is real. This is real. Let me tell you something. I'm not saying this is you, Vanna, but there are women like this. Let me tell you something. Sometimes, right, a man will be telling a woman something. And I'm not talking about dancing around it either. I'm not talking about, like, sending hits. I'm talking about really actually telling them, like, yo, okay, if you keep doing this, then this is going to. And I think sometimes a woman will get into that belief system that this nigga playing. You know what I mean? Like, and
I think
they won't
if they come
listening.
At you like that, I don't think they're playing.
Because they won't be listening because they ain't take them. See, look, like Kia said a couple of weeks ago when she was like, yo, this nigga shot at me. And I didn't know he shot at me at first. And then I found out, so I put the baby in the car, and I went over there and whooped his ass. Why did she whoop his ass? Because she said she felt like he wasn't serious. He didn't shoot her. Women get like that. Like, they'll be thinking, like, a man ain't serious. Like, he could be telling you. And you know you done heard it a million times. Like, you might even said it to your girlfriend before. Like, yo, you better stop doing that to so-and-so. And she's like, oh, girl, that nigga ain't going nowhere. He ain't the, you, now, say you ain't never heard that.
Mm-hmm. Have heard it.
Exactly.
I've heard it many times.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so, like, sometimes women don't be really paying attention. Dude be telling them. Like, all right, yo, you keep doing this, and boom, 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 boom. And they're like, man, this nigga been saying that for 2 years.
But you know what? I think sometimes we think about repair, and we think about, you know, patching it up, fixing it. So even sometimes when you do get the signs, because women will clearly give men signs of, like, dude, like, this ain't working. And they will, like, try to repair, repatch, you know, see what else can we do. Like, I'm not going to try to hear that. And even if they don't say it outright, like, their personality and their attitude will show that I'm not with this anymore, but the other person really wants to patch and repair. And in that process, sometimes it just makes things worse because you end up spending more time or more years, you know, in it. Like, we had the, what was it, Nika Michelle who was on here? Was that her who was talking about, you know, being in a relationship for what? She said 8 years, 7, 8 years, and she realized
it
after, like, the first three.
I think it was like seven. Yeah, and
yeah,
at like 3 years,
it after the first
she realized
three.
It and it stayed for four, more.
Yeah. Clearly the signs were there. Clearly he told her, I'm jealous, I'm crazy, I'll cheat, whatever, you know, because that's what he ended up doing. Like, those signs were clearly there, and she knew it, and she saw it. But she saw something in him that she felt like no one else saw. Like, if everybody else could see this right here, because even when he hurt her, she was like, well, he hurt me. He didn't hurt my family. He didn't hurt my friends. He would do things to me. He wouldn't do it in front of people. Nobody really knew. Like, that side of him that she loved or fell in love with, she kind of wanted the world to be in love with those same parts of him. And when they weren't, you know, then everything started falling apart. But at the same time, like, she hung in there, like you said, for four more years. That's not no duck walk in the park. That's a long time to hang in there trying to fix and repair something. You know what I'm saying?
So you just gotta be real with the person. You gotta communicate, and that's one of the things that we definitely communicate with each other. And you know, he's pretty blunt about it, so I don't think there would be a problem with him. You know, if he felt that I was lacking in some area, I feel like he would just tell me. A couple weeks ago, we was laying in the bed, and he's like, "Yo, you gonna shave that carpet off your legs?" Like, he came at me like that. Like, you need to shave your fucking legs. I couldn't even get mad because I looked down. And I'm like, "Damn, you're right." Out of control. But yeah, I mean, we just laughed it off, and then I went and shaved them, and then that was that.
Yeah, I agree. And even in being real with each other, be real with yourself. That's the first person, you know what I'm saying, that you have to be real with. You know, be real with yourself, you know, knowing who you are and what you like and what you can tolerate and can stand or what you can't tolerate or stand. Be real with yourself first, then you'll be able to truly be real with someone else, because it's hard for you to be real with somebody else when you ain't even real with you, you know?
Yeah.
Word of mother.
Yes, indeed.
For real. Like, that's the biggest flaw of people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't be keeping it real with themselves. And then, you know what, too? Sometimes it don't be their fault, because a lot of people are in an identity crisis. Like, they really don't know themselves.
Right.
You know, to tell themselves the truth. Because their relationship with their self is so distant that they're not sure what the hell and what they won't do from minute to minute. It's easy for a person to say, I won't do this, I won't do that, I don't do this, I don't do that. You know, but if they watching that commercial from a distance, it ain't no telling what they gonna do when they get on set.
Right, that's true. You never know till you know.
I believe that we have Kia has just walked into the studio. She's taking off her coat and everything. She's getting ready to take her chair. Aaron, you could get ready to
hold
let
on,
her
let me
in
push over
at
the footstool.
Yes, put the footstool up. You know she's about to take this seat and go in. She had a little traffic, so she just walked into the studio. So she's at 832. We can bring her
on in.
No,
she is in the studio.
All right, all right.
How y'all doing?
I'll be playing.
Not up here.
Hey, Miss Kia.
Hello, hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, I'm fine. Look, I was trying to give him a break last week, so I'm looking like, let everybody get in there.
Let them go ahead and get them a few minutes in there before you weigh in on this subject, which is a very, very touchy subject. You know, we have Miss Crazy in Love, who's coming from the standpoint, you know, she's married. You're coming from the standpoint of, you know, being that baby mama. I'm quite sure you had that drama. We talked about how you have this checklist that you're like, yo, if this ain't right and that ain't right, I ain't beat. And something had to get you to that point. Like, before you got to the point where, look, if you don't have this, 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 and this, I ain't doing it. What, you know, what makes you you and what makes you feel like that? What was your thing that got you to the point? I can let you go. I couldn't let you go before, but now I can let you go.
I call it as
I know.
Part of my initiation.
Can I answer that one, Kia?
No. You can go ahead and start first.
Go ahead.
For real. She told us, because I remember you telling us when you realized it. It was that night after you had whooped that nigga ass and he held you for the police and they was taking you away.
Yeah. Mm. That was one of them defining moments that actually made you go, I'm going at this the wrong way. But you know what? As you learn over time, I call something called the dum-dum club. We all been in it. You know what I mean? How long you want to stay at the dum-dum club is up to you. The dum-dum club is when you actually, you go through these things where you call it love for the wrong reason. It's because you love some of the good sex. However, as you get older and your priorities get more in line with reality and things that you want, and you start taking responsibility for your own actions, you know what I mean? You tend to, you know how to weed them out. You know what I mean? Don't tell me wrong, because a dummy, you know, the dude still come at you, but you look like, come on. You know what I mean? This time you don't get your number. But this time you don't go on a date with them. So, you know, as you get older, you get wiser. But I had to brush up the heads and, you know what I mean, get a little egg on my face too around and then. But that, just letting go, I'm a Leo. So the one thing that gets me upset is you tell me you don't want me. Excuse me? Did you just say you don't want me?
I'm a Leo, too. That's exactly how we do.
Yeah, you just say you don't want me? I mean, we might be so we might be crying. But let me tell you something, I will leave you alone. I can leave you. But I will go fighting. I mean, the last time you see me, I'm going to act a fool. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to yell, I'm going to scream, I'm cuss. But you ain't got to worry about me. Cause you just hurt my ego right there. You said, what? I don't want you. You don't want me? For real? Like I'm shocked. I can't do it no more. Like, you don't want me for real?
And
I'm
going to
feeling.
Yes.
Give us a classic tale. I want a classic tale. I want a classic tale, Miss Kia style. The worst situation you had with Can't Let Go. Please give us a classic tale.
Ooh, okay, a classic tale. I got so many. Good Lord. Oh, my goodness. And
Give us two. Give us two. We
give
got
us
time.
Two. Okay, let's go with two. I mean, that was my first one, the no. When was the first time a dude told me no? I can't remember. I used to get no all the time. No, you know what? You know why it's so hard? Because I actually play I'm a good friend. So I'll be around a dude for years, and they'd be like, you know, I like you. I'm like, you like me? When? I said, because I always treat myself good. I always, if I go out to eat, I order what I can afford, because I don't know when I'm going to press you out, and you have to pay for my own meal. So my whole thing is, I always been like that, you know. So I never ever knew the price of pussy back in the day. Like, oh, you supposed to get something for this? Because I kept it going. I'm a lit bloomer. But I told you about my father, the baby father, the second one. No, I'm gonna go with Lion King. It's a college love. He was so fine. God, he's fine as hell. He's still fine. boy, he was my, you know, my first in college. I love that boy. And come to find out, I was his wifey on campus. Come to find out, he had a wifey at home too. Oh my gosh! And I acted fool on him. I used to call. You know what I mean? When I found out about the other woman, I would call. I would cuss him out. I'd tell him, come up here. He'd come see me in college. And then I would slam the door in his face until I got my revenge on him. So when I got my revenge on him, it felt so good. I had to have closure. And to this day, he don't know that I did this. He gave me sloppy seconds, you know, in my head. The fact that he had a girlfriend at home and I was, you know, the girl on campus, I had to get him sloppy seconds. I just had to. So one day I called him up. He came up, and I went to go wash my clothes in the dorms. I didn't come back to 3 o'clock in the morning. Now mind you, he at 11 o'clock. I didn't come back to 3. I was already chilling with this other girl. You know what I mean? He was fine. So after that, I came back, and I'm about to leave. Well, you can go. He was like, okay, because he was sitting up there waiting for me. We got back. He's like, I don't touch me, Miss Kia. I was like, well, look, I'm okay. I ain't going to touch you. Then once I got that closure, I was good. You know what I mean? But until I got that closure, until this day, he don't even know. Subconsciously, he might have felt it, but I was like, I just had to give him that just so I can let go. You know what I mean? Because
you just dipped off and was with somebody else while he landed there waiting?
Yeah, I told him I had to go get my clothes. But I dipped off because I just wanted him to wait. I wanted him to feel how I felt when he had me waiting. You know what I mean? Like, and I thought he was just busy studying or his mom was sick. And come to find out, you at home with wifey. You know what I mean? I mean, he introduced me to his family. I mean, everything. I spent the holidays with him. But I just had to give him what he gave me. But the good thing about it, I never let him know. I just had to know in my head. That's a good way to let go. You know what I mean? When you know you just doing it for you, you ain't got to yell, you ain't got to scream, you ain't got to bust no windows, you ain't got to do none of that. You just
give him what he gave you. I ain't going to lie, Ms. Kia. You must have, like, the snapper. Because, like, I would have broke out of you. You would have never got that satisfaction out of me because I would have never been there when you got back.
But you know what?
That
I'm a good friend. No.
Like,
he wasn't nobody. And he was a Leo, too. It's just the fact that I was a good friend. You know what I mean? Like, me, I break all your rules anyway, but I'm just a good friend. We're going to build. Like, I'm nobody's jump off. Don't get me wrong. Ain't no thought over here. You know what I'm saying? It's just that we had a good relationship, but when it comes to relationships, we had a good friendship. Relationships, I'm horrible at. Friendships, I can do a good friendship, but relationships, I am too needy. I want to be on my pedestal, you know what I mean? If I even sense my spidey sister to say one thing, it's on.
Don't think I peep you say you play a good friend. He's like, yeah, I play a good. Yeah, I peeped that. You cleaned it up so quick, though. The play almost didn't come all the way out, but I caught that. Like, yeah, you know what it is? He was like, yeah, you know what it is with me? It's because I play. I mean, I'm a good friend.
Look, I got this friend right now, and, you know, we were good friends back in the day. We went to high school together. But I'm up front. I'm looking like, yo, I'm sorry to tell you this. You're too damn sexy. I know, so we playing this friend role, but I'm letting you know I have no good intentions for you, okay? I said, I feel guilty when I'm talking to you on the phone sometimes, and I know what I'm going to do. He's like, for real? He thinks I'm blame, but I'm for real. I say the stuff that's on my head, and I guess most guys ain't used to that. So it's like, explain? I'm like, no, really not. I have no good intentions, I'm telling you. Get ready for this ride.
I think a lot of guys is like that. I think their ego, you know what I'm saying, will not even allow them to let you let them go. You know what I'm saying? Like some people will just hang in there, and like you said, till I say it's over because I can't even allow you to let me go. Like, I ain't doing that. Like, the ego just be so big. Like, we could clearly see this is a train wreck waiting to happen, but the ego will take over, and like, I'm not going to let you let me go. Amanda just said it. You ain't leaving me. You don't get to leave me. I leave you. I tell you when to leave and happen.
You the only way.
Break up with me. But Miss Crazy in Love, like, can we get a story off of you? What is your craziest either experience or what you have saw when somebody just couldn't let go? Classic can't let go.
I don't even have no stories. I never any crazy person that didn't want to let me go. Thank goodness. I could say that, okay, y'all know I used to do videos and stuff. So I was in the Bow Wow Fresh as I Miz video, and this was when he was messing with Sierra or whatever. So she came to set. I could see that she is a jealous woman. I could see that right away because as soon as she came in, she was giving all the models the evil eye, like, back up off my fucking man. I mean, we were just, you know, doing what we were told to do, what the director told us to do, but she was not having it. She wasn't having anybody near him. I could see right there that that would be one of those situations. I wonder how they broke up because she was on him like, no.
That might have been it. She probably was suffocating the brakes off of him.
Like, dude, yeah, like, like, yeah, I can't even cheat with myself. Jump out of here.
No, she was there. I'm like, I wonder if she goes to all his video shoots like this.
Wow.
Yeah, but
that's
he,
crazy.
He probably, she might have, but did she know the man? Was he being crazy before she got there?
I mean, no, it wasn't nothing going on, really. We were shooting a video. The director wanted the girls draped, you know, draped around him and everything like that. If he was talking to somebody, I don't know about it. I mean, I guess he could have been, though. She probably, like, I don't put nothing past none of these groupies, though.
Yes. That groupie love is something different. But, you know, when you're in a situation with someone like Little Bow Wow and they young, they got money, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to have a relationship, a productive relationship, or even a long-term relationship, but most folks who get into those industry relationships after people are already, you know, famous and bumping, a lot, 9 times out of 10, they end up not working. And I think that they know that going into it. You know what I'm saying? You dating a 19, 20-year-old baby with all this money and all these women around them. You got to know at some point something's going to go down, you know? So don't even embarrass yourself. I mean, I've had friends who are in relationships with cats, and they wanted to be open and known, but the dude don't want it to be open and known. And when they tell me about it, I'd be like, girl, don't you say nothing. I said, because you're going to look like a fool when it all goes down. You know, just play the background for a minute and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Let him be the one to announce you. You know what I'm saying? Because if he don't have enough courage to announce you as you are this or you are that in his life, like, why push yourself out there in front of everybody? You know what I'm saying? Especially if they're a celebrity, you know, or they're a public figure, you know, and then you jump out there all fast, and then you're going to look stupid when 5 other people jump up and had the same story you got. So I'm like,
give it a situation for them, though, because, like, I guess they don't want to be with a normal person because they'll feel like they got ulterior motives or whatever. They just with them because of who they are, their money. But then at the same time, you go with somebody in the industry, you got to worry about all, you know, all the shit that comes with it. People throwing themselves at them and stuff like that. So that got to be hard.
Yeah, it has to be hard. Even with, you know, our beautiful Miss I'm Just Fine, which, again, we have to shout her out. She had the baby. She's home with her prince. She says she's so in love with him. He is the beautiful gift that she has gotten out of all this heartache and turmoil dealing with this author who he couldn't let go either, obviously, because instead of just being honest with her and telling her that he had moved on, you know, he was seeing, you know, the graphic artist behind her back and, you know, talking, you know, bad about her to the woman, which she was able to catch some of that from their private business account. You know, they had a business account together that was linked to the Facebook, and she never checked it because she trusted him. She trusted that when she was at work, he was home working, you know, also on the books and different things like that. However, he was doing something different, and obviously he couldn't let her go. And but she had no problem letting him go. She said when she got that sign that was what was going on, you know, all his stuff has been in the hefty. It was right outside in the good old hefty bag. But, you know, we're going to definitely, when she comes back on, hopefully she'll be ready next week. I'm quite sure she's just coming in with the baby. She sends her love to the show. But classic case of can't let a person go. Like, I don't want you anymore. I don't want anybody to have you, but I'm also making life miserable in the process. Like, who does that?
What
are you doing
what?
That for? Go ahead.
I mean, it's the fact that when it's over, you know what I mean? You do need some me time, some healing time. You know what I mean? Like, with the hard part about letting somebody go, if you were let go and then you're with somebody the next day, you know what I mean? Like, it's just fine. You know what I mean? That's the betrayal. It's not the fact if you want to leave. It's the fact that if you leave, you know what I mean, and you know this shit next week, you know what I mean, or all of a sudden now you're chilling with this friend that I was suspicious of anyway. You know, it's a great spirit in there. You know what I mean? Because we still got to, when you're with somebody, y'all have routines. You know what I mean? Y'all used to this, you know what I mean? So you might still check on them and stuff at first. You know, hey, how you doing? You know, and all of a sudden you're like, well, I'm on a date. I'm on a what? Wait a minute. How that happened? You know what I mean? Well, that must have been in motion before. And see, that's the part right there. Like, we don't expect that you won't go on with your life, but it's that fast. You know what I mean? We break up at 12 noon, and you out on a date at 7 o'clock that night. You know what I mean? That's not the problem.
Yeah, but in this author's case, he didn't have the decency to break up and go on a date. He was already on a date. He was fully in a relationship. He had done started a whole relationship with someone else, you know, not just I went out, you know, we are together, oh, I done broke up with you, you know what I'm saying? No. He was clearly had started a whole new relationship.
This goes back to what I was saying, like, the last time we was talking about dude. Like, I mean, some men are creeps, that's just it. However, right, and I'm going to say this again, like, and let me just use the toilet seat thing that y'all didn't like. Like, listen, men pee standing up, man. And women pee sitting down. Like, it's different. The signs was there. You got to be looking for the signs. Like, seriously. Like, 85% of communication is nonverbal.
Yeah,
Nobody's going to tell you everything about everything that they're feeling. They're only going to show you certain things, and you have to be able to read and see that, what it really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, we just spoke about that. Like, yeah, we just were speaking about that, and that's crazy, you know, to have that happen. Either way, you know, like we said, be honest with a person. You know, it's no need for the deception and everything like that. Go ahead and be honest. But Aaron, we're gonna go ahead and drop a beat right quick. Drop that Usher.
Yeah,
it's weigh in on that.
It's about time. It's about time. All these songs is definitely right on point. Let me see which way I'm gonna go first. Let's go with this.
I'm taking all I could say,
but
you win is get the right things that you should do. Ooh, then it's time to make a change.
Habits are wicked. But Aaron, we're going to take that caller right quick, then we're going to let them weigh in on how they feel about this Can't Let Go. I believe we have a 972 with their hand up, and then we're going to continue right on with our wives and see what they have to say.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
I just had two quick things I wanted to say about not wanting to let go. I think that when you really love somebody, you care about their well-being, and I think that that's more important than just having feelings for them. And if you care about somebody's well-being and you see that they're truly not happy with you, if you really care about them, then you have to let them go, no matter how much it may hurt them. You know that if you want to see them happy, then you just got to take that one in stride, and you just got to, you know, you just got to go along with it. The second thing is, me personally, like, I think highly enough of myself that I don't really want to keep somebody who don't want to be kept in the first place. So I think it comes down to being like a question of ego almost. Not ego, but more so like self-esteem, because, you know, you want, you, if you're trying to hold on to something that you know they're not into anymore, you have to understand that they're not the only ones who can give you good love. They're not the only ones who can give you good affection. They're not the only one who can give you good sex. So that person may have worked for you for that one moment, but you have to understand that there's more people out there. And, yeah, it's going to hurt for a sec. You're going to be sore. You're going to have a scar. But you got to start the healing process. And I think that that just comes down to having a good, healthy sense of yourself and having a healthy emotional self-esteem. So those are just the things that I wanted to say about letting go. Yeah, it's hard. And, yeah, it may take some time, and it may hurt. But you got to do it, especially if that person has demonstrated that they're not into you anymore.
Yeah, I agree with that. And what's your name, caller? Where are you calling from?
I'm Jonte. I'm Jonte Grace. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
All right, Texas in the house. And we're happy that you're here. You pointed out some very good points. You know, holding a person back to you and not letting them go, you should, so that they can be happy. Yeah, I agree. You know, with that, you have to be able to let a person go forward and be happy without you. If they're not happy with you, you know, you should care enough about them. If you cared about them in the first place, then you should care enough to let them go without extra hurt for you keeping them in that situation longer than it needs to be. And then you say go after, you know, more feelings are happening, more life is being built, you know. And people do a lot of things around a relationship. They buy houses and they be in business and they do a lot of things versus just love and affection, you know. So, yeah, you don't want to – don't take a person's options. That's what I always say. Be honest. Don't steal my options. You never know what a person will go with or what they will accept until you say something. So, yeah, we thank you. We thank you so much for calling. And we thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you. And please continue to listen.
Yes, please.
Wow. Yeah, that's the truth right there. Like, people will do that. People will hold a person, you know, all that time and not, you know, just be honest with them and just tell them what's going on. Now, Kia, from the other side, have you had that issue happen to you where you held someone just because you didn't want to let them go?
No. No, I'm telling you, it's hard, but like the caller said, it's a hurtful feeling to know that somebody don't want you. Like, if they actually just say, I say it's a simple word. Like I said, I don't want you. And, I mean, I was carrying babies when that happened to me. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, sometimes I'm jaded. I'm not jaded, but here I am at my most vulnerable point in my life, carrying our child, and you saying you don't want me. You know what I mean? Because it was both times. I was dating these guys. Like I said, I wasn't nobody jump off. We knew families, had kids to his house. You know what I mean? You know, all that kind of stuff. And now that you think I'm vulnerable, you think you're just going to walk away? You know, and that took a long time to get over. You know what I mean? Like, I had to make sure I was strong enough not to let that hinder them develop a relationship with their child now. But in my heart, I hate them motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Because I never can get that back. I never can get that, the picture of him holding my stomach or him rubbing my feet. Fuck no, I can't stand your ass. You know what I mean? Like, they can never say enough sorry. And they both have apologized. But apology don't give me that moment back. You know what I mean? So my whole thing is, once you have been let down, or, you know what I mean, how do you go on? So I know how it feels. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I said, like, right now, my last relationship, I was like, look, this ain't working. You know what I mean? Like, you just find somebody who's more on your level, who makes you happy, because this don't work between me and you. You know what I mean? You're a good man for somebody, but not for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I mean, I'm very clear about it. Like, there ain't going to be no sexting. There ain't going to be no texting. You know what I mean? Like, look, I'm done. Like, I'm not even going to play with your emotions. Like, oh, look, matter of fact, I'm going to give you the up face every time I see you so you know that I'm done. You know, because I said we tried. Now, I mean, I was in a relationship last year, and it just didn't work out. I wasn't happy. I was kind of bored. You know what I mean? I was like, look, I feel better by myself, so I'm going to be by myself. And he's like, nah, you know what I mean? Your kids, you need a father for your kids. That's okay. They ain't no father all this time. They got their daddies. They know who their daddies is.
Wow. That's,
I mean.
Went with the kids. And your kids.
With the kid thing.
That was weak. Yeah, that was kind of weak. That was real weak.
So, I mean, it hurts, but that self-esteem, the caller said it. When you say self-esteem, you know what I mean? It hurts. If you take a blow, it's like a punch to the jaw. Like, oh, but like I said, like, and both of my children's father tried to get back with me after, you know what I mean? Like, but it was like, once you did that betrayal, once you told me, like I said, I'm not Leah. Once you said, I don't want you, I just can't never see myself being with them. You know what I mean? Like, because once somebody tells you that, it's like you got to go back and rebuild yourself back up a little bit. Not to, because I love hard. That's why I say, you ask me what is it about me. I'm 100%, either I'm for you or against you, one or two. Ain't no middle with me. So, when you tell me that, you know me, I got to retreat all the way. And I took 2-3 years to myself. You know what I mean? Just, I don't want nothing. And then I get back in a relationship later on. But I already I fall into relationships by accident. It's nothing I'm looking for, believe that.
Yeah. So you said when it's
my accident.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Miss.
No, I'm good. I was just laughing. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. But I think that also, like you said, when it's over, it's over. And sometimes you also have that. Like, people will say that it's over. They'll tell you clearly, okay, we both agree it's over, but they'll still give the person, you know, sex when they want it. They'll still give them the satisfaction of having total control of when we see each other, when we talk to each other. Like, you know, they'll still let them have a lot of the benefits of when they were in a relationship with them instead of having the actual relationship with them. That's another thing I think that's a disservice to either party. Like, yeah, when it's over, it's over. Like, don't dip back and we still sleeping together and I still, you know, but I still got to see you with other people, but you still at my house when, you know, she ain't around, or you on my phone when she at work, or, you know, whatever. Like, if it's over, say it's over, because that's a classic form of not being able to let go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not letting go. Because if you're still sleeping with the person, like, come on, go ahead.
That's role reverse, though. That's like you coming from wifey status to jump off. You know what I mean? Now you're the mistress. Like, that, you don't never go backwards. Hustling backwards. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, now you was wifey, and then y'all broke up, but you now you his jump off buddy, bad buddy. That's stupid. I know people do that all the time. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm like, what is that about? Well, we just friends like that. Oh, no. We done.
Like, some people, they'll say, well, you know, since we comfortable with each other, you know, I don't want to go and get in the bed with somebody else. Or sometimes people just be afraid to be by themselves. You know, you have people who are serial relationship people. Like, they always been in a relationship. Like, all their life, they've never not been in a relationship.
Yo, that is
not
so true.
Or they, like, whatever it takes to be in a relationship, they will do it. And they don't care what kind of relationship it is. They just can't stay there by themselves. And I think a lot of people, like you were saying, like you break up with me at 12 and you're in a whole other relationship at 7 p.m., like clearly you have some problems. You know what I'm saying? Like you have some issues you need to work through. You need to try being by yourself for a little while. It's nothing wrong with being alone. It's not because you need to be able to be alone without being lonely. Those are two different things. And if you're not comfortable with yourself, you can't make anybody else comfortable with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be able to be comfortable with yourself. Abstinence, there's nothing wrong with abstinence. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to die missing a day or two of sex. So sit down somewhere for a couple of days and get your life. You know what I'm saying? Relax. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you got to jump from his bed to his bed? Like, you didn't even evaluate the situation. You didn't take time to say, okay, now why didn't this situation work? You know what I'm saying? What was it? What was it about me? What was it about him? You know, what happened? And you want to evaluate that. You know what I'm saying? Aaron, go ahead. Take that. Take over. What do you feel?
I feel like in a lot of cases, people aren't letting go because they be having a difficulty with wondering what's going to happen for them next. Like, if they had everything centered around what was going on, then, of course, they don't want to let go because they don't have nothing else. Because when as we say let go, like, letting go shouldn't be, like, letting go should be a release rather than actually you were, you know, you trying to hold someone down or hold someone back. Like, if you letting go of something, it should be a relief to you, and you should feel happy that you're releasing this. And like the caller said, you got to be honest with people. You got to recognize the signs when somebody ain't feeling you no more. You got to recognize when you're not feeling nobody else no more, because either way it go down, if you stay there, you wasting time. Either way it goes. Like if it's the person not feeling you and you see it and you stay there, you wasting time. And if you're not feeling the person, when you stay there, you're wasting time. Like, your life is, what does your life amount to at some point, you know? You have to make moves for yourself.
What about when people have children involved?
Oh, well, hopefully,
I don't know. I mean, not for me, because I'm not. But I be wondering. A lot of people say they stay in relationships. I got a lot of girlfriends who have relationships. And I've been looking at them
shit. That's not good. Nobody, that's not good.
Kia, why?
Because if the mother, right, if your girlfriend is telling you, like, yo, I'm just with him because of the kids. Like, I can't stand this nigga. Let me tell you something about kids. Kids are way smarter than the average adult nowadays in the sense of reading and picking up on feelings and emotions. Because adults get to a certain age and they start being like, they feel like they settle into who they are and feel like they know what they know, and that's it. So they don't really be growing anymore. Kids will read that. If they sitting around their mother and their father and knowing that those people are not happy or one of them is not happy, they're going to see that. It's going to become apparent. You think a daughter is not going to be able to look at her mother and be like, my mom's going to look like she loved my dad like she used to. Like, and y'all all been sitting there together? Like, the kids is going to see that. So it's definitely better to get... You really think that... You think parents can hide that type of emotion from a child?
I mean, I wonder.
Children constantly learning. They're in an observant stage. And at that close proximity, like, they would have to be observing their mother and father to know that it's a distance. Like, you can't, because as well as being a mother, like, you are a person. So you're going to display traits of hurt, happiness, love, affection. You ain't going to just be able to bury all of that just because you ain't feeling this nigga no more. Like, oh, shit, I need to bury this. My daughter in the room. Absolutely not. If that nigga come walking in the room while your daughter in the room and he start doing something that has totally, completely turned you off with him and he starts doing it as she did, you're going to have that same feeling. Like, it's going to be that, ooh. Like, ooh. And you think your daughter not going to be able to see that? Like, that's a weak, my main point is that's just a weak excuse. And it's even worse to even stay there under those circumstances, because if you keep staying there, it could become detrimental to the kids at some point. Because even if they don't see the signs, what if it explodes? Because you just can't take no more. You've been 8 years. You've been ready to go 8 years ago. Now it's 8 years later, and then you cannot take it no more. Now your daughter's 16 and your son 17 or whatever, and you like, yo, that's it. And you just explode. They might be like, yo, mom's is crazy. Like, we've been living here. She was cool. Like, yo, officer, she was cool for the last 18 years, but I don't know what the hell happened to that. Like, yeah, that's not, I think you should move on. Kids, because if you're dealing with a responsible adult, they're going to deal with their kids anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? On either side, whether it's the mother or the father, they're going to deal with their kids anyway. So that won't taint the relationship of the child. There's more relationships with children growing up in single-parent homes than there are with children that are growing up in two-parent homes. So, like, it's not going to be, so it was frowned upon back in the days because there was a lot of different things going on. It was tying religion into everything, like, oh, you get pregnant, you got to get married. Oh, you can't live together. So it was a lot of those are just old Western traits that's tied into people's common belief and living. But that doesn't mean because a mother and a father separate that the child cannot be successful in life afterwards or the child is doomed. So I just think that that's just a weak excuse, like, and it could be more detrimental to the child in the long run.
All right, then I got another question for you, Aaron, because you are a male voice. What about just because a woman let go, you have children involved, don't mean you let go of your children. You see, now, it seemed like a lot of guys, I mean, I'm not just funny, when the relationship is over, it's when they go on with their life and go on to the next family or go on to the next thing. And how do people, because I mean, that's a question for myself, because I look at some of these guys, I'm looking, like my child's father, I look at him like, we're not together, but this is your only son. This is your only child. But he goes on with his new family. He done found two new families. He done been married twice. You know what I mean? Oh, those are my sons. This is my kid. Those are not your kids. This is your son right here. You know what I mean? It's like you trying to replace
it. I'm going to tell you what
it.
That is. You ready for this?
Yeah.
You ain't going to want to accept it, and I'm going to give it to you in depth, and it's going to be real. That right there is the man I talk about often that women refuse to believe exists because they just think a man, what they know what a man is. That's the man who hasn't really grown up. He's not really fully settled into being a man and having a good relationship with himself as a man. Like, he's constantly looking for somebody else's foundation to launch from, not understanding his own roots. That's why he's going from place to place and, you know, family to family. You just said he's been married two times. And I can't, you know, like, I can't fathom any man not dealing with his son but incorporating himself into the lives of other families and taking them on as kids other than trying to seek a purpose through them. Like, hey, you know, I need this image of having a family. This is my family right here. This is the people I do things with. Trying to solidify their role as a man through that some kind of way for image purposes, because that's just unrealistic to have. Like, if you have your own son and your son wants to be in contact with you and he's there for you, and you, like, that's your structure. You need to be taking time and sitting down with that and having those forehead-to-forehead conversations, because this is your legacy. Whatever he does after you is going to lead back to you. Like, that's grand. Any man should be looking at that as something grand. When the man can't see that and he's constantly running around, you know, on unfertile ground, meaning none of the seeds there belong to him and he's just there. Like, and he doesn't, you know, if that's not a good thing. He's just unsettled as a man. Like, realistically, yeah. Like, and the bottom line is, in layman terms, you just picked the bad guy.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, man, I can't get over that one right there. But, you know, and that's one of the things I had to realize. Now, when you said let go, my son was like 6 years old, and he made it to the playoffs. He was playing football. I mean, he made it to the playoffs, and he called his father. I'm ready to play. Are you going to come see me? Now, mind you, we were 6 hours away from him. And he was dating this girl who had two boys, too. They made it to the playoffs. He said, oh, yeah, we're going to be there. But they were 6 hours away, too, in St. Louis. He had to make a choice right then and there who he was going to go see. He never came to my son's games. And after that, ever since that point, my son is 12 now, he don't really adapt to sports at all. You know what I mean? He's very tall. He's very, you know, he got the look. He just never, I think they had a lot to do with it. So I'm looking like, that made me, in my mind, realize that I was in for a battle for the rest of the time I had my child, because you could see the hurt in his eyes. Because he was, like, looking around. He was at the start of that football game. Ever since then, he never played sports again. And, I mean, I had to let go of the image that he was going to come for his son. I had to let go.
Let me tell you, something else. Another secret that the weak man harbors inside that people miss, right? Like with that situation right there, like he had to make a choice between his real son and the family he was with, that situation. Let me tell you what happens there. Negroes be so scared, right, to make a real choice when they weak to the woman that, like, if you lay with this woman every night, she gonna understand that. Because she's going to understand, like, y'all, you know, this is his kid. He's going to cheer for his kid. Like, and she's going to be able to explain that to her kids. Like, y'all, you know, he has another child, and his son has a football game, and he did as good as y'all. And, you know, he want to go see his son play. And that's not going to be a problem. But, see, Negroes be so scared to confront or be able to lay next to the woman that they're with after doing something like that, that they won't even, they'll be like, man, I'm brushing it off. I don't want to hear her mouth, or she ain't going to understand. I won't even present it to even see how she's going to take it at all. And they'll just hide behind standing next to her and ducking out on their son.
No, I presented it to both of them.
That's just a reality.
I presented it to both of them. You know, but it's just like, that's the thing we need to get clear a lot of times when children are involved. I don't really, you know, letting go, and I think that's when I was able to go on with my life as a single mother, because it was, letting him go was easy, you know what I mean, because I was like, oh, God, I just slipped up, you know what I mean, I just got a baby by this dumbass, but letting go of his image of him as a father for his child, you know what I mean, like, I've been happy ever since, but that was the moment I had to let him go, like, he's not going to have your back, Sherry, you know what I mean? He's not going to have your back. He's not going to have your kid back. He's not. So ever since then, there's never been another call about child support, about what he's doing. You know what I mean? I give my son the opportunity. You can call him some of yourself, but I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? Like, he's older now. He had a cell phone. He could call. But me,
yeah,
that's going
to
be
what
you do.
Yeah, and that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be. Hold on, we got a caller. Y'all want to take some callers?
Yes.
Okay. Let's bring in 570-540. Good evening. You are live with the Author Wives. Who are we speaking with?
This is Keisha. Hello.
Hey, hi, what's Keisha. Going on, Keisha? How are you?
I'm good. I just
okay,
want to comment on what
I know you got something to lay down on us. Lay some treats on us.
Yeah, but no, it's just, no, I understand what she's going through. I have a daughter to have a different father. Than my boys. And with that, letting go, I've been let go of him. But I understand what she's saying. When you have a child, you don't want nobody to hurt your child. When you're a parent, and you want to make sure their world is perfect and everything. I had to come to grips that he has to be the father he needs to be, and she has to deal with it. So I never talk bad about him, never see nothing bad. I let him be the father that he needs to be. At the time, she's 18 years old now. So she see who he is. Mm-hmm. And she realized, you know, even though when she wanted to talk bad about him, I'm like, you know, that's your dad. He don't know what, you know, what to do or whatever. But that's something that he has to deal with. Like when he watch her walk across that stage and she get all them awards and all that scholarship money, he knows in his heart that me and my husband did that. He had to understand that, you know, that's, hey, that's how the cookie crumbles when you want to play a little boy. It's nothing else to be said. Now, you know, with the child support, I don't agree on that now. He got child support. I don't call him every week about child support, but the order's going to be there. Because if you hit the lottery next week, you know, you're going to pay. But I'm not going to call you. I'm not calling you. I'm not doing none of that stuff. She had the same cell phone number since she was about 8 years old, you know, so. But that
is, that's mm-hmm. Listen, I'm taking that money. Don't get me wrong, but I don't call about it no more. Like, as a single mother, I don't even factor it in. When I go to the accountant is there, I spend it. But until then, you know, sometimes he'll call me. He'll say, oh, yeah, I'm behind $800. Oh, you are? I didn't know. You know what I mean?
Behind $14,000. Mine's behind $14,000 and get a new car every year, but with saying that though, yeah, I don't sweat. Like I have friends that do all that child support back and forth. In my mind, while I'm going back and forth to court, I'll be at work making more money. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to argue with you because you ain't going to see me on your terms. I'm going to take care of my child. You ain't doing what you got to do. Hey, that's between you and your God. So, but she's going to be all right on that aspect. But that's the only thing I see is letting go. I don't know anybody. I never have a problem letting people go. I don't know what it is about me. I shut you out. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to, you don't have to be here. And that's how I feel about it. But I have no friends. I have friends that died because a man didn't want to go. Not only took their life, they killed her, the daughter he had with her, and tried to kill the other daughter that he had with her. So the only one that was left is that daughter. So that emotions become very, like, really strong. But I also know a couple that I you remind me of my aunt by marriage, Daisy. This one, her and my uncle. When I say teenage love, they broke up. Nobody ever thought they get back together. They had the most, like, dropping a kid at the grandmother's house and she'll ride off. He throwing stuff at her. It was crazy. They married now. They got married out the blue and been married and happy for the last 7 years. Every time you see them, they smiling. I don't know. And when they broke up, they had other children and everything. I don't know what it was. They had to break up and go through all that for them to get back together and get it back. But see, I'm the type of person, I can't go back. If you hurt my child, that's a wrap. I don't care, big daddy, how much love we got. I can't look at you, can't lay down with me. So I got friends like that, too. How you lay down with a man who don't take care of their child?
Yeah.
With you. Mm-hmm. And that woman that's with that man, like, how do you be with a man who ain't taking care of the child that he made? What are you going to do for the kids in your house? That wouldn't sit right with me. You can't come. You got a baby. I'm like, well, you know, I'll write your baby over. Why are you not concerned about your child? Mm-hmm. If you don't love your own seed, what you going to do with mine over here? I'm waiting for you to do some strange stuff over here, and I'm going to have to kill you. So this is not going to work out unless you take care of yours. See, that's when you gotta be a real woman. I couldn't put a man who can't take care of his own child.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel that fantasy, oh my God, he loved my kids. Why he ain't loving his?
Yes, that's the truth. You got a point there. You have women who will vacation with men and, you know, they shopping and they buying her all these jewels and they can't wait to show off that they got a ring on their finger and you doing all. But how do you, like you said, how do you sleep comfortably with a man who don't take care of his kids? You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of what relationship he have with that woman, how volatile it may be, if you have to send money orders, if you have to go to the court and petition, you know what I'm saying, to see your child on whatever day, comfortably, I don't know how a woman could sleep comfortably with herself knowing that she has a man who, damn, well, hey, we here, there, everywhere. You don't want to see your kid this weekend? But some women are selfish like that. They're happy with that because they don't even want to compete with kids. Like, they don't want to compete with another woman, and they don't want to compete with his kids. Like, are you serious, bro? Like, who does that?
Because I get with my brother baby mothers. Look, I get with my brother because he's not doing right. And I'm quick. I told the baby mothers, I don't care what y'all got going on, but the first time y'all come at my niece or my nephew, it'll be the last time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
yeah.
That's even my own brother.
Yeah, but that's crazy because you know what? You'll have women who will also accept the fact that he don't take care of his children and everything, but will still sleep with him. He can
yes.
come
no,
by
no, no,
and
no.
still play. Yeah, still play house with her. You know, be in her bed. You know, the kids see him dipping out in the morning. Hey, Dad, and he's leaving because he done been up in the bed all night doing him. And he still won't give her nothing for the children or do anything for the household, you know, that she has the children in.
I know a girl just like that. She ain't raising her kids, but she love her baby father. He can't do no wrong. He don't do nothing for her children. But if he tell her to drop it and sell it, she going to do it because she love that man.
Mm. That's a classic
thing.
Sometimes
the kids are just casualties of the relationship. That's all it is. Casualties of the war. And my whole thing is, with that tells you about the woman and the man. It takes two story people because, like, the relationship that I was in, you know, he had kids. And I'm not to be funny. I don't like men with kids. I don't like to share time. Not to be funny. I don't want to. No, not to be funny for real. When I get ready to go, I get my kids a babysitter. You know what? I don't want to sit around your kids too. So I don't date men who have kids. So this time I dated a man who had kids. Oh my goodness! So I'm asking him, when your kids coming over? After a while, I understood his ex-wife. I was like, yo, I understand why she got rid of you. Me too. You're going through here. Because you know why? Because after a while, you're like, wait a minute. Let me find out what's going on. Once you go to court, she won't let me see him. Come on, federal law lets you see your kids anytime. You ain't got to pay no child support. And all he wanted to do. And I can't lay with that. I'm looking like, yo, you got babies. And come on, I'm going to be a man for you. No, you can't be no man here. You need to find your ex-wife, make amends, and get the hell out of my face because it's gone. But I understood her. I sympathized with that. I knew exactly what she went through. That's why the relationship was over. I can't be with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
that's
what you're asking for her.
And I can't do it. Like, well, she's so trifling. Why are your kids there? I hate when people do that. Oh, she's trifling. She's crazy, but your baby's there. You're okay. You don't know if they're eating, if they're going to the doctor. They're going to school. You don't know nothing. But you're the better parent. Men kill me with that. You don't know, man. She crazy. But you over here at the club, though.
Yeah, but they knew that she was crazy, but she wasn't too crazy and trifling. They was running up in the raw. Now she trifling and crazy.
And can I just like to be very clear that crazy pussy is the best pussy in the world? So that crazy sex, like crazy is good. I'm sorry.
With the
shippy left eye, he probably got some good stuff too. Crazy folks out there. That's it.
Maybe equally crazy. Thank you, Miss Keisha. We appreciate you calling in. You always kick it live in the clubhouse, bringing up those issues that they need to hear. And we thank you. Please continue to listen to the show.
Yes.
Love her to death.
Yes.
Wow, so that was way heavy. That was way heavy and way deep. I'm like, yo, that was crazy. And it's the truth. And a lot of that, like we said, I told you, I think earlier in the season, we talked about that not letting go in a different way. Like I said, I had an aunt who, you know, my uncle moved her, you know, very far away from everybody because, you know, my uncles is crazy. They'd have never went for anybody putting their hands on their sister. Like a lot of things we didn't even know about, you know, he had put his hands on her all kinds of ways. You know, she lost children over it and everything. And she just was being a good wife and she stayed. She wouldn't let him go until the children were old enough. I think they were like junior high and high school before she finally was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Because he was a good father to his children. He wasn't a good husband. And really to me, he wasn't a good man. But, you know, she hung in there. And you have those situations also, like you said about children, sometimes they become a casualty of the relationship. And it's sad because they take the brunt of everything that's going on because they are very perceptive and they see and hear everything because the same way we're watching them, they're watching us and they're seeing all of that. And like she said, I think Keisha said, you're teaching them, you know, what they can take and what they should not take
in a relationship by how you act and how you respond, you know, in those types of situations. So, yeah, you have to set the right examples. You have to be able to, you know, put forth the right effort so that you make sure you're setting those right examples for the children. Don't let them become that casualty. You know, don't let them if you can help it. I mean, stuff gets out of control, but like you said, let that stuff go before it hurts people even more. But, wow, this is popping. I'm excited. Aaron, I think we should drop another beat that brings this topic a little more full circle. If you can do that for us, drop another beat.
But I understand why. See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to. What I'm trying to say is that I love you. I feel like this is coming to an end, and it's better for me to let it go now.
Me to say this, coming from my heart, it's been a long time coming, but we didn't bend, fell apart, we really want to work this out, but I don't think it's gonna change, I do, but you don't, think it's best we go our separate ways, yeah.
Tell me why I should stay in this relationship,
when I'm hurting, baby, I ain't happy, baby,
but there's so many other things I gotta deal with.
Let it burn.
By myself calling her your name. Ladies tell me, do you understand? Now my fellas, do you feel my pain? It's the way I feel. I know I made a mistake, now it's too late. I know she ain't coming back. What I gotta do now to get my shorty back? Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do without my boo. You've been gone for too long. It's been 11 days, umpteen hours. I'ma be burning till you return. Wanna break down and cry. Ooh, I'm twisted. There's one side of me telling me that I need to move on. On the other side, I wanna break down and cry, yeah.
Thought of a beat.
All right. So, let it burn. Lord have mercy. Some people just crash and burn. No relationship. Mm-hmm. That you know that it's over, but you just don't want to let it go. Whew. It can really get bad. It can really, really get bad. Miss Crazy and Love, weigh in on some of this. I mean, you know, you're married. You're in a committed relationship with your husband. You guys have the kids together. You don't have, you know, some of the worries that we're speaking of. And plus, you guys married, you know, so young. You pretty much spent your whole adult life in a relationship, you know, with him. Weigh in on some of this for us.
Well, I could definitely, you know, weigh in on the thing about the kids because, you know, just thinking about that, I could definitely see where people coming from when they do try to stay for the kids because, I mean, just thinking about it, I'm like, I can't imagine, like, if I didn't see my son every day, if I didn't see my daughter every day. And, like, they're used to seeing both of us every day, just like that. And I don't know what it would be like if, like, my son woke up and, you know, his dad wasn't here. Like, it would just be crazy. But at the same time, I do understand about what Aaron and everybody was saying about, you know, it's not good to stay for the children because, yeah, they can pick up on all that's going on between, you know, their parents. Like, they're so receptive, even the little one. You know, my daughter, she's only 10 months, but they do not like, we won't even be arguing. We could just, let's say we'll have a heated discussion. We won't be yelling or anything like that, but we might be having a disagreement, and they know when we're having a disagreement. They don't like that. My son will be like, stop arguing. And here we were thinking that, you know, we were being slick about it, but no, if they there, they know. Mm-hmm. They know when it's not all good. So, yeah, I could definitely see how that could be detrimental.
Yeah, definitely. And my my brother, he's in a relationship, and he's been married for a long time, and him and his wife, things aren't working, but he won't leave the house. Like, they're not, you know, sleeping together. They're not in the same room. They have a big house, so they have a lot of area. But his main thing is, I can't leave my kids. You know, he has children before his marriage, and it didn't work out with those women. His children are pretty much, like, scattered, you know, throughout, you know, here and there that he had when he was younger, before he was married, and he don't have really good relationships with them because, you know, of the relationships he had with their mothers. But he's like, I'm not doing that to these kids. Like, they're used to a certain thing. He takes them to school. He's the one that picks them up. Like, you know, they're used to having dad in the house, and he doesn't want to do that to his daughters. But I'm saying to myself, at some point, like, of course they know that mommy and daddy don't sleep together. They're not in the same room.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? That they do have arguments, you know what I'm saying? So they get to, you know, see that happen sometimes. But, you know, he wants to keep the consistency of them having two parents in the household. It's like, do you stay for those reasons? Aaron, how do you feel about that?
I don't feel like it's a good thing to do.
I
think it'll be detrimental to the kids in the long run, like, because you faking it. Like, you're not giving them nothing real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, daddy's not really being daddy if he ain't feeling mommy. He's doing what the kids, what he thinks the kids are supposed to see daddy doing. And the same thing with mommy. Like, it's fake. So,
yeah.
I just don't feel like it's a good idea. That's
just me. And I'm always like, when I'm counseling with him, you know, because he has an outside relationship, I'll be like, yo, like, I don't want to be in it because, you know, I don't want to be a part of it. And I'm always like, yo, like, don't, you know, hang in there just for the children, but, you know, you're not really there. You're there, but you're not really there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? You're clearly, you know what I'm saying, you guys are clearly not together, I mean, but, you know, you're building a house, but what is that house actually built on? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it built on? You know, like you said, if it's deception and if it's lies and it's, you know, you can't really you know, hold your head in a certain situation because you're in a marriage that you no longer want to be in,
but you're only staying because of the children. That is a classic sign of can't let go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you clearly cannot let go. Like, that's crazy.
You know what, Nene? That sounds messy. That's just messy. And to me, they're using the kids just to stick around each other. Because I'm going to tell you something. Like, the routine, they know stability a little bit. As dysfunctional as it is, he know her and she know him. You know what I mean? So not to be funny, the girl who's in that stuff, can't no man tell me he going home to his wife and we ain't sleeping together. I don't give a hell. You ain't going back over there. My whole thing is get an apartment down the street. You know what I mean? Get a house down the street. But truthfully, they function in a dysfunctional relationship. In its functional form. They like it. So he may have a relationship outside, but then next time, you know what I mean? Oh, somebody in her family died. I got to go for the kids. No, you're going because a part of you love that part of that dysfunctionality that they're going on there. And if I was the other woman, I wouldn't have got in it. I just can't see. I mean, you're going home. Now, I was watching, I'm sorry to say, HGTV, and there was a white man on there, and he was like, him and his wife got a divorce. So he said, I have to buy a small house down the street because I cannot not be in my kids' life. You know what I mean? I just admired that one. Like, you bought a house down the street. He said, it's only between me and her, but now my kids are out of school. I can move to a neighborhood I want to move to. I'm like, you people actually do that? And I know what I'm saying. When I got pregnant with my first son, I'm from New Jersey, I came back home, but I wanted my son to know his father, so I moved down there. I didn't want to be with him. I just wanted him to be like a vital role. So I went down there, got me an apartment and set up before our baby got here. And just so he could have that, you know, both of us. And I was like, oh, hell no, that's why I'm back in Jersey. Like, I done made it too comfortable for you. You still ain't shit. You know what I mean? You ain't doing nothing. And then let me tell you something. I'm already a single mother, and I miss Jersey. I came back home. Now his excuse to his son, your mama's so far away. I told my son today, I said, don't fall for that damn okey-doke. I'm tired of you getting smart, because I got a little smart mouth son. He's just like me. I got two little boys that act just like their mama. And you know me, I was like, let me tell you something. When I lived an hour away, when I lived 5 minutes away, he didn't come. So don't believe that shit that you moved up to Jersey, now he can't come see you. Yes. Good. Make some effort. You know what I mean? It can work. It can work if it's for the kids, but that right there is going to be some hot mess. That's all, and it's going to explode. I'm sorry. I know drama because I'm a baby mama. That's some drama waiting to happen.
It is, and I try to mind my business because they don't want to hear what I have to say, so I stay out of it. But the sad part is I can't really stay totally out of it because I also know the other woman. Dun, dun, dun. And she's a sweetheart. God bless her poor little soul. And his wife, I could just choke her out on any given Sunday. Like, she's been like that their whole relationship. Just like, she's antisocial. She doesn't talk to anybody in our family. Like, we have no relationship with her. And she don't even care if we have a relationship with the children. She doesn't push it or anything. She's just very, I don't know what it is. I have no idea what her personality is. I don't know. But it's been like that before she even had, you know, children with him. So I know that it's peace with the other woman. I know that, you know, she gives him that solace, that peace. She's very understanding and everything. So I don't know what this whole dynamic is. I don't know what's going to happen. It might explode any moment. I'm not sure. But like you said, I'm always telling him to just bust your move, dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your daughters will be fine. You know what I'm saying? They'll be even more fine if you sit them down and say, look, this is what's going on. And I can't stay, but daddy's right here. I'm not going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? And you rotate. You know what I'm saying? You rotate. I take them to school this day. You do this on that day or whatever. They at your house, they at her house, whatever the case shall it may be. But honesty is definitely the best for course and not sticking in it just because. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know everything. I could be totally wrong. But Aaron, go ahead and take that caller. That 248, we have a caller. The lines are lit up. Some of our callers are just listening, but we thank you so much for listening and tuning into the show, following the show. We appreciate your support. We're going to go ahead and take that caller with the handout. Shout out to the chat room. Chat room is live.
Hey, y'all. What's happening?
Hey, how are you?
understood. This is Leisha. I just want to comment. Y'all got it popping up in here today.
Hey, Miss Leisha.
Leisha, we're trying.
I agree with Miss Kia. I agree with Keisha. The thing is that he may be staying in that house, but he's using the kids as a reason to stay. He's staying for himself. And the other thing is, even though y'all not sleeping in the same room and you being there for your kids, but you have daughters and you're not showing them what love is. You're not giving them a demonstration of love. So when they get married or they get a man and he treats them like that, this is the example that you have set out to show them what a marriage is, what a relationship is, how a man should treat his wife, how a wife should treat her husband. This is the example y'all are giving. So when your daughters have these goofy relationships, don't be upset because you set the foundation for that goofy relationship.
Yeah, I agree.
And when it comes to some fathers, I am going to say that sometimes, and I think Aaron touched on this, sometimes when the other person, like the whether it's the baby mama or the baby father, I'm going to say the person that primarily has the child on a regular basis, if they cannot let go, that does rub off on the child. And then that child will take sides. They may love their mama or they may love their daddy, but they will take sides with whomever they're with primarily because they're going to see that they're unhappy. The thing is, why are you unhappy? Is it that you don't want to see him with somebody else or that you're jealous that he's found happiness or you're jealous that she's found happiness and you have not? And a lot of times that type of situation puts like a rift between parents and children, the other set of parents and children, you know, because it makes it hard for the kids to choose. And you're putting your child in the position where they feel they have to choose. And if they choose the father that they don't live with or their mother that they don't live with, they feel like they're taking sides and they don't want to take sides and be disloyal. So a lot of times, you know, when you have that type of situation, it's hard. But then if you're with a man in that type of situation, as long as he's doing what he can do, I'm good. But if you ain't doing nothing, then there's a problem.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with you. And we thank you for calling in and weighing in on this hot, hot topic, the classic signs of can't let go, the things people use as crutches, like you said. If he's not, it has nothing to really do with them. That is him, and he's using that as a scapegoat to not let go. But thank you, Ms. Leisha, and please continue to listen to the show.
Yes.
Ms. Leisha was saying about when he with another woman, you know. I can recall a time when I was jealous, you know what I mean? I ain't going to lie. Like, he got another relationship. Like, damn, I look good. You know what I mean? Why can't I get a kid? You know what I mean? I got the kid, and I feel like I feel like I got stuck. Like, I got the kid. I got to worry about a babysitter and all that. He gets to go on with another relationship. But like I said, when that light bulb went off in my head, I was like, yo, I started picking out the woman. I'm like, yo, I like this one. She got the child support coming straight. You know what I mean? Because one... My ex, she never get a job. So I started getting child support on the regular.
Serious.
Now he divorced and married again. So I'm looking like, okay. I even told his wife, I said, can you get him to get a job like the first wife did? Because I like that time. And my other baby daddy, because I have two, he married. And I have no problem. I'm looking like, shoot, you love that man? I'm glad somebody did. You know, because they got to worry about me. But when I come in town, I do sense that because I can come in town. You know what I mean? I know the whole family because I wasn't, we went together. We got a kid together. I go over to get me a plate of food from his mama house. She come running. This is for almost like, yo, girl, I don't want this dude. You understand? I fought this dude. This dude put me in jail. You actually think I want him? Stop, please. I'm going to get a plate of food, and I'm going to have to get up out of here. I don't even play friends with him. You know what I mean? He was like, where y'all going out at? Know where you're going. We're not friends. You know what I'm saying? You got a wife. You take it to go.
Give me a list of where you will be so I can conveniently not be there.
Yeah, we're going to be best friends. You say, I respect. I'm glad you married. Have fun. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be your best friend, you know, but sometimes you do get a little bit of jealousy because, you know, I saw them. I was a single mother struggling, you know what I mean, driving a hoopty. All my money was going to the baby, and then I kind of saw them on vacations. I saw them with nice cars, and I'm looking like, here I am. I got 3 degrees. I'm struggling. I can't, you know what I mean? I can barely afford McDonald's going to work, and then they get nice stuff. So I actually have to cut off everybody. I'm good at that. Not only just let go of the man. Sometimes you got to let go of his family, anybody who knows him, so you won't even hear anything about him. See, and that's what you when you let go, you got to let go of everybody, you know? It took me a while to build up my confidence to go get my plate of food. But I can do that now because I really don't care. But at first, you know, you can't be around his sister. You know what I mean? Thinking you letting go because she's going to tell you everything you need to hear. And, no, you got to let go of the family, the daddy, his cousin, you know what I mean, his best friend who tried to get at you. You know, you got to let them all go.
Yes, and that's a – there you go, classic case of letting go. You have a lot of women who, like you said, they won't let the man go. And if they do let them go, they cling on, like you said, to the family. They're at every event, every cookout, you know, just every time you look up, it's like she ain't never went no daggone where. It's like, and some of them don't even have kids with them. They don't even have kids
and
with the man.
So
but
bad.
It's crazy. Go ahead, Aaron.
It gets so bad. The family be introduced. They be done forgot you really the girl. You really the new girlfriend or the daughter, new wife. Like, oh, I'd be forgetting because we knew her forever. Like, damn, like you forgot.
I mean, she
just
get a,
sat here
she get an invitation.
Whole story.
Yeah, she at the wedding. She's so cool. She at the new wedding. She is she's dancing and having a good time. And she done brought a man, guest and friend with her. And she at the family reunion, and she is involved.
And inside of the family that convinced you to invite her. No, you gotta let her come. They ain't like that. I'm telling you, they ain't did nothing in years. And boom, you know, just they good. Come to let her come. You gotta meet her. She is so cool. And little do the family know, he been creeping ever since they stopped announcing they shit in public.
Please,
half
I have
the
time a friend.
The family be the reason they done broke up.
Let me tell you something. I got a friend who's. They messing with the dude. They, matter of fact, they slept together the night before his wedding. That's how tight they stayed. And she stayed with the family. Like, she's like, okay, I'm there. We ain't going to do nothing ever again after this. She hasn't never did anything after that. But she's like, let me give you a wedding present. And they slept together the night before he got married. And that was their last time together. She's moved on. She's married, but their relationship went on that long. Like you said, cool with the sisters, out with the sisters, cool with the family. The mom, you know, they had surgery. She was at the hospital before the fiance was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, they called for her to be there when his mother had the surgery. Like, she was right there in the room sitting beside the mother's bed when the fiance walked in with him. So it was like, wow, you know, classic case of can't let go.
Yeah.
I'm not playing that.
And I wonder if he put any, did to accept that any more gifts.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
That's a parting gift, I would say that.
My kid's father had a family dinner every year. And he go to mom. She invited. She said, well, we want to invite the baby to the family dinner. You're invited, too. I even read about this in my book. I was like, I said, what I'm invited for? I'm not family. You can come get this baby. Shoot. I got that baby all to him. Like, I ain't walking no house. I went to the club. Now, let me tell you something. I found me some fun. I realized when you drop kids off, you free. So I'm just mad I ain't had the same baby daddy at that time. Shoot. That's it. So, you know, you ain't got to be there with the kid either all the doggone time. You know, I had a good relationship. I have my close friend, my sister, you know what I mean, Donna. She had a baby by my brother. She always trusted me. She, you know what I mean, with her son. He went to every family event, you know what I mean? And, I mean, I like that type of relationship. You know, she didn't come to the things, you know what I mean? She knew my whole family. She trusted me with the child. And I'm looking like, I don't want to sit around my ex-family. I went and got my plate of food. I'm good because I know his mama could cook. But I ain't gonna sit around, y'all. Shoot. If anything, I'm trying to get rid of him. I'm trying to get away from my kids.
He says, is this my weekend? Got an allotted.
I see that a lot, too. What do y'all think about that as women, where, like, the sisters or the, like, the sisters of the baby father won't deal with the child either?
That's crazy. That's crazy
to me. I got a chapter in my book called Deadbeat Dads Come from Deadbeat Grandmoms, right? And it's about how you have a relationship with a child when you don't, when the relationship is over, like between your brother and his baby mama or vice versa, you know? And that's a tricky thing because I have two nieces. I want to spend time with them. I just came from over to my brother's baby mama house now. And because they're not screwing each other, I can see the nieces. But when they screwing each other, I can't see them. It's like all these rules and shit. And I'm always telling her, I'm looking like, yo, you just, I said, I know you like clockwork now. You know what I mean? Well, my brother ain't giving you none. You mad, so you bitter. You'll let me see the kids to be vindictive. So I'm like, I know when I can see them. Before tax time, I can see them. You know what I mean? During the summer, you know what I mean? She'll let me see them then. I'm looking like, yo, they just missing out on a great aunt. And it's okay with me because I don't want my kids off. So I'm trying to drop my kids off at her house.
Right. But you know what? That's leverage. All like you said, all that is leverage. It's another classic sign of can't let go. Like, she can't let go. And we talked about that a few seconds ago about the woman who will still allow the man to sleep with her and everything but not have a good relationship. Is that advantage to the princess?
He's gunslinging.
I'm going to mute the phone, y'all.
Okay, go ahead.
Vanna put her down. She like, what? You putting me down?
Like,
you think this is a game?
She's tired of this shit.
She can't let go. You're not going to let go.
Not letting go. But, like you said, using that as leverage. And, you know, it's okay. Like you said, when we're sleeping together, everything is fine. Your mama can see the kids and all of that. But as soon as we're not sleeping together and we're not in a relationship, everybody suffers. You know what I'm saying? I think that's selfish. I think that people need to be more grown up about how they're in these relationships. And I feel like, hey, let the person go. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not helping you and loving you and everything, I'm hurting you. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. And have enough esteem for yourself to say, I'm not going to accept this. And it's fine. And people will respect you more, I swear. They will respect you more if you just say what it is. You'll respect yourself more if you don't compromise. You know what I'm saying? Don't compromise yourself because it's not necessary, you know, to do that.
Yeah.
You know, let go. Keisha spoke very candid about that people hurting each other or hurting other people. I've had two situations that I know about. One, classic situation, a friend of mine, she was in a relationship with a guy, in that relationship with him for years. They had a child. He was abusive verbally as well as physically to her, would not let her go, would not let her be with anybody else. When she finally broke away from him and was with somebody else, he came to her house one night with a gun. And she was able to get away. She was able to run. She got to the hospital that's right down the street from the project. And she was able to get down there and get inside and try to get them to take her, you know, like behind the petition or whatever. By the time everything happened, you know, the cops got there. He out there waving the gun for her to come out. When they got in the standoff with the police, he put the gun in his mouth and blew his own head off right there. That was crazy. That was crazy. That's what you call crazy in love.
That was crazy. I ain't going to lie.
Yes, and
a
good friend of ours. And that was that situation. Again, another young person grew up in our project. She was about 16, 17. Matter of fact, she might have just graduated from high school, whatever, had the baby with him, and she didn't want to be with him. He, again, abusive verbally and stuff. He promised her he was going to do something for the baby. She went, you know, against her parents and stuff because they knew that he had been threatening her and different things. She went to go, as he said, pick up these Pampers. We'll meet in a neutral location. She met him in a neutral location, and when she got there, he shot and killed her. And thank God she didn't have a baby with her, whatever, but classic case of crazy in love, can't let you go. And stuff like that happens all the time, you know, all the time. I think that, you know, people should definitely, you know, be clear with people and set those boundaries. And if you're not sure if a person is sane within those boundaries, you need to do whatever you need to do to stay, you know, stay away from them, you know, have, you know, witnesses with you or whatever the case shall and may be, so that you can stay, you know, safe. Because some people do get so crazy that they can't handle the rejection. They can't handle the letting of go. And it's bad. It's bad. So, you know, be honest with people, firstly. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with people, you know, and break off those relationships. You know, don't continue to sleep with a person and keep the emotions and stuff going, you know, but you don't want them and you don't, you know, you don't clearly state that we're not together, but you keep giving them all the benefits that you're together. And then, you know, something can go terribly, terribly wrong. But what can we say? It be like that sometimes. You know, you have those classic cases of can't let go. But, wow, it's been powerful in the clubhouse tonight. Aaron, weigh in. We have about 4 minutes left. Weigh in, please, for us again. We're going to have Miss Kia weigh in again. Miss Crazy in Love, she has her little people over there that doesn't want to let go. Little mama is like, look, woman, I don't care about all this authorized stuff. You better get over here and service me. So we can understand. We definitely know that, yeah, that's what it is sometimes. But go ahead, Aaron.
I just really feel like, you know, people, my personal opinion is people do need to let go and be honest. Like, that's just it. That's just me, just straightforward. It's because, you know, this is life, and you don't have time to waste on either end. So,
yeah,
that's my take.
I agree. Miss Kia, how you feel about that?
I'm with Aaron. Like I said, love yourself enough first, and know that you need to help everybody, regardless if you letting somebody go or you getting let go. Spend some time with yourself. You know what I mean? Yeah. And be just you. Everybody needs to incorporate that reflection time. And if somebody gets too needy, you better get the cops involved quickly.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's not love. When you know me, when it's all that physical, when you're ready to beat my ass all the time, you know what I mean? That's not that video bullshit. You better get away from that quick, fast, and hurry.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yep, let it go. But we come to the end of this episode. We're going to be live again next Sunday night with another hot topic. We'll be posting it throughout the week. Please stay tuned. We thank all of our callers, all of our listeners, our chat room family. We love you to death. We thank you for all your support. Aaron, we got one last song that we'll play on the way out the door. And, you know, drop that beat. And we love you all. And good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Never was love. working every day of the week. Was at the job when no one else was there, helping you get on your feet.